This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
Usman has got this rivalry now that's developed with Masvidal. And Usman got into it a little bit. They were asking him about where did this rivalry heat up. And here's Usman.
The negotiations were on his part. I was ready and willing. I just need to fight somebody. So they had to negotiate with him and come up with a price for him to take this ass whooping. So, you know, that's what they had to do. The bad blood, I don't know. Honestly, I think it was just him and his team decided that this was what they were going to do to put themselves in this position. Like, I never really had that. Like, every time, he was always respectful to me. Every time I saw him previously to this, he was very respectful to me. Like, when I was on the Ultimate Fighter Season 21, the finale, when I was doing all those shows, the post-shows, you know, one of the episodes, he came with me. You know, he was one of the guests with me. And at that point, you know, he was just, you know, Journeyman George, you know. And he was sitting next to me on the couch while I was the one there, because that was my season of Tough. He was just a guest, as just a guy that trains at American Top Team. And it was fine. We were fine. It was cool. You know, we even talked a little bit. It wasn't nothing of this nature. And over the years, you know, him and his team decided that this was the persona, this was the character that we were going to run with. And they've done a tremendous job at that. I will give them props for that. But at the end of the day, when we step inside that octagon, it's not about playing the character. It's about going out there and competing and being the best in the world. And right now, no one is better than me.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? I mean, it's just the rivalry, it's almost like, I don't know how personal it really is, actually. You know what I mean? Because you hear from Usman, like, they had kind of not a friendship, but there was a level of respect, right? And I guess sometimes in order to battle against somebody, sometimes you need a little bit of an edge and something to push you over, and maybe that's what Masvidal is doing. And Usman, to start, you know, when he starts that comment, like, you know, they signed up for this ass kicking that they're going to get. These are both bad men. I mean, this is going to be a bloody war. And to watch Masvidal take this on short notice, and remember, Justin Gaethje just did the same thing and ended up winning. And although he took it with short notice, then it got delayed and it bought him a little extra time, which that's not the case here with this one. Okay, there is a little bit of a difference, but if Masvidal's legend is to grow even more, this is it right here. This is one of those moments like, okay, not only did I take a fight in short notice, I didn't just take any damn fight, okay? I took a fight with Kamaru Usman. You know, that when you're taking that guy on and you're saying, okay, I could take on Usman in a week without... And I don't know how much he was training. He's got to be in great shape right now. There's no way he's taking this fight if he was actually hanging out and doing what I've been doing for the last couple of months, is eating everything in sight. There's no way that he's doing that. Okay? So there has to be an incredible level of confidence in his conditioning, not his fighting, because that guy's never going to lose the edge in fighting. If anybody's watched Masvidal, he's a maniac. In a good way again, okay? Kind of like our supporters. All in a good way, I mean. Just to watch I think what we'll see on Saturday is we'll see how deep the hate really is, okay? And then we're also going to see what kind of a great fight this is going to be, because that's the other thing. While they're building it up with the talk, it's okay if Masvidal bit off more than he can chew and he's not really ready physically, then that's going to take a toll in this fight and it won't be as good. But if Masvidal comes in ready, and you know Usman is ready, this is going to be one entertaining war, and we're in for a hell of a ride here.